Good morning, my dear friends, or good evening, wherever you may be in the world. And I welcome you to morning prayer this Saturday morning, a beautiful, bright, warm, sunny morning. Music for the heart, music for the soul. And as we begin our morning prayer, we light the simple light for global peace and for every child of God, our brothers and sisters who may be hurting in mind, body, and spirit this day. So we now offer the Celtic blessing from our community to your hearts. Deep peace, pure white of the moon to you. Deep peace, pure green of the grass to you. Deep peace, pure brown of the earth to you. Deep peace, pure grey of the dew to you. Deep peace, pure blue of the sky to you. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you, and deep peace of the Sun of Peace to you. And we begin our morning prayer this Saturday morning with the prologue of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. And we read, we enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the Heavenly Father, Mother God, the earthly mother and all the great masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Saturday morning we commune with the earthly mother Gaia and our heavenly mother Mary, saying, the earthly and heavenly mothers and I are one, for they give us the food of life for our entire body and soul. When you have completed these words, you contemplate edible fruits, grains, or plants, and feel the currents of the earthly and heavenly mothers flowing in you and intensifying and directing the metabolism of your body. And coming to our little Celtic prayer book from Iona, we read, how weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! They are more than the sand, and when I awake, I am still with you. And this was taken from Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18. So let us embrace the silence of our heart. Let us be still and aware of God's presence within and all around us. And summoning the Holy Spirit of God, O breath of God, fill us with life anew, that we may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Our opening prayer this morning reads, O God, who brought me from the rest of last night to the new light of this day, bring me in the new light of this day to the guiding light of the eternal. Lead me, O God, on the journey of justice. Guide me, O God, on the pathways of peace. Renew me, O God, by the wellsprings of grace, today, tonight, and forever. And now we have a short reading, and it's Psalm 118. I call with all my heart. Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Let us pray the Gloria together. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now we read a lesson from 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Brothers and sisters, you have been called and chosen. Work all the harder to justify it by good deeds. If you do all these things, there is no danger that you will ever fall away. In this way, you will be granted admittance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Cosmic Christ. Excuse me. And I would like to read to you an excerpt from Entering the Castle by St. Teresa of Avila. And in this section, in the first mansion, she talks about the power of humility. Humility is a quality of character that you must have on the spiritual path. It is also the quality that is most misunderstood and misinterpreted. Most people confuse humility and humbleness with being humiliated, about which they have an ingrained, paralyzing fear that controls their psyche, emotions, and actions. Humiliation is an experience of powerlessness or of assault on your self-esteem. But humility understood within a spiritual context is the portal to complete liberation. Small wonder that people confuse humbleness with humiliation, since some of the Oxford Dictionary definitions of humble include low in rank and respect. The word humility, referring to the quality of being humble, is from the Latin humilis and humus, earth, and is related to the Greek chon, earthy, and chumai, on the ground. Humility does not mean that you hold yourself in low esteem or deny yourself respect, recognition, power, status, or accomplishments. Humility in the castle, your soul, is a virtue, and you begin your quest for it on the ground floor of the first mansion. The truly humble person has little fear of what God will ask of her or him, because no task is too small or insignificant, demeaning or worthless. Many of the great mystics were given wild and bizarre instructions during meditation. These orders were not meant to humiliate them, but to show that the extraordinary could be attained through unconditional faith. Many contemporary mystics who will never be famous have received equally challenging even outlandish guidance that struck other people as foolish or risky. But their fearlessness and humility allowed them to follow through regardless of the social, financial, political, or personal consequences. And we read, feeling humiliated by someone can frequently activate your shadow and, for example, foster feelings of vengeance or resentment. But maintaining an attitude of humbleness provides you with a shield of detachment. Humility enables you to understand another person's motivations and to transcend any negativity. It can help you to realize that the actions of a frightened or negative person are rarely directed at you personally. Anyone qualifies as a target for an angry person. Let us just reflect on those powerful words, and let us come to this table of God with a humble and contrite spirit, where our past is forgiven, our present is blessed, and our future is exonerated, for we are a child of love, a child of the light. And the moment we surrender our heart to the I Am presence living within us, then an even greater miracle is performed. It's the miracle of acceptance, that God accepts us as we are, a beloved of God. So come as a child of God. Come as you are, with an open heart, with a listening heart, with a receptive heart, and allow the divine touch you now. At this table, we are all equal, though we may come from different religious beliefs, but there is only one Creator, a loving God who has many names, but a loving God who touches us the moment we ask for help. So if you are troubled today, if there is anxiety in your heart, name it, now bless it, and now release it to God. And as you stand back, you reverently give thanks to God for releasing you of these issues that have caused you pain. I would like now, if I may, to use this part of morning prayer to bring all our intercessions to our Father, Mother, God Supreme. May those without shelter be under your guarding this day, O Christ. May the wandering find a place of welcome. O Son of the tears, of the wounds, of the piercings, may your cross this day be shielding them. Let us pray for the coming day and for refugees and those without a place of welcome. And we pray with Sister Nirmala, who says, we have today the annual 24th Self-Transcendence Race. And we also pray with Sister Miriam and her mom, and give thanks to God for the accolades so rightly deserved for their work in Dunedin in New Zealand in spreading the love of Sri Chimoy to the children of God in that land. We pray for all our great spiritual teachers, the Lord Buddha, Vishnu, Ganesh, Krishna, Jesus, And with Miriam we pray prayers for all suffering and such a great many more who may be afraid to ask for help. I pray for you who have joined me this morning, and I invite the cosmic Christ to come and to touch your heart and fill you with the peace and the love of a compassionate God. I pray for all religious leaders from all faiths that they will make earnest strides to come together for the peace initiative that will unite all beliefs at this table, where there is only one God and where we are all brothers and sisters in service to God's love. Let us ask God's blessing on this recording, and let us give thanks to God for Mother Mary and Kuan Yin, Magdalena, Isis and Gaia. We give thanks to God for the air that we breathe, for the food that we eat, knowing that many of God's children are starving. Let us pray for them. And finally, let us pray for an end to bigotry and hostility. And with Sister Miriam, prayers for myself, thank you, for Elizabeth and Eleanor, at this time of sadness and celebration for the life of their pet dog, Willie, who was put to sleep on Tuesday. So let us gather all our thoughts, all our requests, and let us just sit for a moment in the silence of our inner temple. And let us sense the peace and the love of God. And now we pray the beautiful prayer, the Lord's Prayer, with a different slant. Eternal Spirit, Earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven. The hallowing of your name echo through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. And for our closing prayer, we read a prayer from the Prayer Book for Peace. And the prayer I share with you is from Swami Ram Dass. Love begets love and kindness begets kindness. This is a law which knows no exception. People dislike us because we have to love for them. Sorry, because we have no love for them. If we love them, their love automatically flows to us. When our love goes to them and their love comes to us, the two streams mingle together and there is an ocean of love and joy. Love is not bargaining. It is not give and take. It is a spontaneous merging of souls. All world teachers unanimously declare, O man, if you want peace for yourself and others in the world, adjust your conduct in accordance with the law of love. Expand your vision so that it can embrace all fellow beings and link them to yourself by love. Rise above narrow creeds, cults, communal leanings, and national ambitions. Merge your life in the infinity of God, a God of love. And that, my dear friends, brings us to the end of our Saturday morning prayer. And I wish you a beautiful day, a spirit-filled day. Namaste, shalom. Inshallah pax et bonum, om shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, and may the peace of your God empower your heart. Be free to experience the loving tenderness of a loving God.